The next word is global. The word global in English means relating to the whole world, and in Russian it can be translated as globalny. Globalny. Here is an example sentence. Глобальное потепление является серьезной проблемой для всего человечества. Глобальные потепления являются серьезной проблемой для всего человечества. Breakdown. Глобальные. Глобальные, adjective meaning global. Потепление. Потепление, noun meaning warming. Является. Является, verb, is. Серьезной. Серьезной, adjective meaning serious. Проблемой. Проблемой, noun meaning problem. Для. Для, preposition meaning for. Всего. Всего, pronoun meaning all. Человечество. Человечество, noun meaning humanity. Key concepts. The Russian word globalny. Globalny is used to describe things that are relevant to the entire world. This sentence is in the present tense. The subject of this sentence is globalnye potepleniye. Globalnye potepleniye, which is singular and neuter. Word variations. There are no major variations of globalnye. Globalnye, but it is often used as a noun, meaning the globe. It is usually written globus. Globus, in this case. Pronunciation. Globalnye. Globalnye is pronounced with the stress on the second syllable. The letter G. G is pronounced like the G in go. The letter L. L is pronounced like the L in love. The letter B. B is pronounced like the B in boy. The letter A. A is pronounced like the A in father. The letter Ikratkaye. Y is pronounced like the Y in yes. English. Global slash stress letter 261 LO letter 28 AB schwar L slash Russian. Globalnye. Globalnye. The next word is surround. The word окружать. Окружать. Means to surround in Russian. It is a verb of the first conjugation, so it takes the ending u slash ye shayeri slash ye te slash ye m slash ye te ye slash ute in the present tense. Here is a sentence using окружать. Окружать. Горы окружают город. Горы окружают город. This sentence translates to mountains surround the city. Breakdown. Горы. Горы. Mountains, plural, nominative case. Окружают. Окружают. Surround, third person plural, present tense. Город. Город. City, singular, accusative case. Key concepts. Gender. Горы. Горы. Is feminine, so the verb. Окружать. Окружать. Must be conjugated accordingly. Case. Город. Город. Is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. Окружать. Окружать. Word order. The word order in Russian is generally more flexible than in English, but the typical order is subject-verb-object. Pronunciation guide. Окружать. Akrajat. Colon, the stress falls on the second syllable. The ye sound is similar to the mh in vision. The a at the end is pronounced with a short, open sound, similar to the a in father. Variations. Akrajit. Akrajit. To surround, perfect aspect, past tense. Akrajeni. Akrajeni. Surrounding, noun. English-Russian translation. Surround. Akrajat. Akrajat. The next word is extent. The stepien. Pronounced, stepien, stay, like, step, p, like the, p, in, pen, and the, n, like, hen, of the, vianyi. Pronounced, vlionie, vli, like, v, in, very, ya, like, ya, in, yard, ni, like, ni, and the, ye, like, ye, in, yes, on the, resultat. Pronounced, resultat, re, like, re, zul, like, zoo, tart, like, taught, was quite. Zachitinui. Pronounced, zedak I tell ni, zedak, like, zach, I, like, e, in, see, tell, like, tell, and, ni, like, ni. Breakdown. Stepien. Extent, this is the noun form of the word, and means, degree, or, extent. It is a feminine noun, so the adjective menachetelierienierikatkoye must agree in gender. You can use it in phrases like fkakoi stiepinyi, to what extent, or vashoi stiepinyi, to a great extent, vyanyi. Influence, this is a noun, and refers to the power to have an effect on someone or something. Resultat. Result, this is a noun, and refers to the outcome of an action, or process. Zachitinui. Significant, this is an adjective that means, important, or, considerable. It agrees in gender, number and case with the noun it modifies. Translation. The extent of her influence on the result was quite significant. Key concept. This sentence illustrates how Russian adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. This is a fundamental aspect of Russian grammar that you will need to master to speak and write correctly. Pronunciation. Make sure to pay attention to the stress patterns in Russian words. The stress is often not predictable, so you will need to learn it for each word. The stress is marked with an apostrophe in the pronunciation guide. The next word is river. The rika. T-shirt. Cheers. Yes. Breakdown. Rika. Pronounced rika, river, this is the noun in the nominative case. T-shirt. Pronounced tichot, flows, this is the verb in the present tense, third person singular. It describes the action of the river. Cheers. Pronounced cheers, through, this is a preposition that indicates movement through something. Yes. Pronounced lies, forest, this is the noun in the accusative case, which is used with prepositions. It indicates the location of the action. Meaning, the river flows through the forest. Variations of the word river in Russian. Rechka. Pronounced rechka, small river. Ruchye. Pronounced ruche, brook. Potok. Pronounced potok, stream. Translation of the sentence. The river flows through the forest. Rika t-shirt, cheers, yes. The next word is annual. The word Ежегодный. Pronounced Ежегодный. means annual in Russian. It is an adjective, meaning it describes a noun. The word literally translates to every year and is a common word in Russian. Here is an example sentence. У нас ежегодный фестиваль музыки. Pronounced. У нас ежегодный фестиваль музыки. Breakdown. У. Pronounced. У. This is the preposition, at, or, with, and is used as a possessive here. Нас. Pronounced. Нас. This is the pronoun, us, in the genitive case, think of it like, of us. Ежегодный. Pronounced. Ежегодный. This is the adjective, annual, modifying the noun, festival. Фестиваль. Pronounced. Фестиваль. This is the noun, festival. Музыки. Pronounced. Музыки. This is the noun, music, in the genitive case, think of it like, of music. Translation. We have an annual music festival. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the genitive case in Russian. Helpful hints for pronunciation. The y at the end of the word ежегодный is pronounced like the y in yes. The g in the word ежегодный is pronounced like the g in gem. The I at the end of the word музыки is pronounced like the E in C. English to Russian. Annual. Ежегодный. Pronounced. Ежегодный. The next word is fully. The word fully in Russian can be expressed as полностью. Pronounced полностью and is an adverb. You can think of this word as meaning completely in English. It is used to describe an action or state that is completely finished or accomplished. Here is a sentence using полностью. Он полностью закончил работу. Он полностью закончил работу. This literally translates to he completely finished the work. The subject of the sentence is он, he, and the verb is закончил. Finished. The adverb полностью modifies the verb, indicating that the work was completed to the fullest extent. Let's break down the components. Он. Он. He. Полностью. Полностью. Fully. Completely. Закончил. Закончил. Finished. Masculine past tense. Работу. Работу, the work. Key concept. In Russian, adverbs often come after the verb they modify, unlike English, where they often come before. Pronunciation notes. Полностью. Полностью, the stress falls on the second syllable, P-O-L. The O sound is like the O in hot. The L is a soft L, as in lion. The eerie is a soft sign that doesn't have a sound on its own, but changes the sound of the preceding consonant, and the U is pronounced as U with a soft Y, as in yes. Translation. Fully. Полностью. Полностью. The next word is between. The word between in English can be translated into Russian using the preposition. Между. Pronounced, между. Here is a simple sentence. The book is between the two chairs. In Russian, it would be книга находится между двумя стульями. Here is a breakdown. Книга. Pronounced, книга, this is the word for book. Находится. Pronounced, находится, this is the verb. To be located, or, to be found. It is in the present tense, singular form. Между. Pronounced между, this is the preposition between. Двумя. Pronounced двумя, this is the instrumental case of the word to, which is used to denote the location between. Стульями. Pronounced стульями, this is the plural form of the word chair in the instrumental case. Key concept. Russian uses different cases for nouns and adjectives depending on their function within the sentence, a concept called declension. For example, the word for to changes to двумя. In the instrumental case, because it is describing the location where the book is found. Variations of между. Среди. Pronounced SED, this means among. Посреди. Pronounced par SED, this means in the middle of. English translation. Между. Between. Книга. Book. Находится. Is located. Двумя. By two. Стульями. Chairs. The next word is contrast. The Russian sentence will use the word contrast. Pronounced contrast. Which means contrast. It is a noun. Here is the Russian sentence. Контраст между этими двумя цветами очень заметен. Pronounced contrast между этими двумя цветами очень заметен. This sentence means, the contrast between these two colors is very noticeable. Breakdown. Contrast. Contrast. Contrast, noun, the state of being strikingly different from something else in juxtaposition, or close proximity. Между. Между. Between, preposition, in the space separating. Этими. Этими. These, pronoun, plural form of this. Двумя. Двумя. Two, pronoun, the plural form of two. Цветами. Цветами. Colors, noun, plural form of color. Очень. Очень. Very, adverb, to a great degree. Заметен. Заметен. Noticeable, adjective, easily seen, or perceived. Key concept. The preposition. Между. Между. Is often used to express contrast in Russian. It is similar to the English, between, and is followed by the noun, s, that are being contrasted. Word and pronunciation translation. English-Russian pronunciation. Contrast. 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 Between. Между. Между. These. Эти. Эти. Two. Два. Два. Colors. Цвета. Цвета. Very. Очень. Очень. Noticeable. Заметный. Заметный. The next word is roll. The word roll can be translated in Russian as катит. Катит, which is a verb meaning to roll and is used for objects that are rolling. Sentence. Я люблю катать мяч по траве. Я люблю катать мяч по траве. breakdown. Yeah. Yeah, I, pronoun, nominative case. You, you. You, you, I love, verb, present tense, first person singular. Catat. Catat, to roll, verb, infinitive, used with a direct object. Match. Match, ball, noun, masculine, accusative case. Po. Po, along, on, preposition, followed by the dative case. Travier. Trav, brass, noun, feminine, dative case. Translation. I love to roll the ball on the grass. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns change their form depending on their role in the sentence. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change their endings to agree with the subject. Infinitive. The base form of a verb, often used with to in English. Pronunciation. Catit. Catit. The stress is on the first syllable. The K sound is like the K in kick. The A is like the A in father. The T is like the T in time. And the I is like the E in sea. Match. Match. The stress is on the first syllable. The M sound is like the M in moon. The Y is like the Y in yard. And the CH is like the CH in church. Travier. Trav, the stress is on the second syllable. The T sound is like the T in time. The Ra is like the Ra in rat. And the V is like the V in very. Variations of the word. Catit. Catit. Catayu. Catayu, I am rolling, present tense, first person singular. Catala. Catala, I rolled, past tense, feminine singular. Catat. Catat, to roll, infinitive. Catilsa. Catilsia, he slash she slash it rolled, past tense, masculine singular. English. Roll slash RO letter 28AL slash Russian. Catit. Catit. Slash K turned A stress T mod J I T mod J slash. The next word is reality. R-E-A-L-E-R-E-N-O-S-T-E-R-E. Real Nost. Hi. Chasta Buvayit Supova. No enough Sigdaspa of Yidiva. Hi. Chasto Buvayit Surova. No owner we said the brave liver. Breakdown. R-E-A-L-E-R-E-N-O-S-T-E-R-E. Hi, real nost. Hi. This is the noun, reality, in Russian. The stress is on the second syllable. Ch-A-S-T-O. Chasto. Colon, this means, often, or, frequently. The stress is on the first syllable. B-E-R-U-V-A-Y-E-T-E. Bivit. Colon, this is a conjugation of the verb beyeruteyeri, hi, bite, hi, to be. It means, happens, or, is. The stress is on the first syllable. S-U-R-O-V-A. Surover. Colon, this is the feminine form of the adjective S-U-R-O-V-E-R-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Surovage. Harsh, severe. The stress is on the second syllable. No. No. Colon, this means, but. O-N-R. Owner. Colon, this is the third person singular feminine pronoun, meaning, she, or, it. The stress is on the first syllable. V-S-Y-G-D-R. V-S-E-G-D. Colon, this means, always. The stress is on the first syllable. S-P-R-A-V-Y-D-L-I-V-R. Sprave liver. Colon, this is the feminine form of the adjective S-P-R-A-V-Y-D-L-I-V-R-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Sprave livage. Fair, just. The stress is on the second syllable. Meaning, reality is often harsh, but it is always fair. Variations. You can change the gender of the sentence to make it more general. Real nost. Hi. Часто бывает сухого, но она всегда справедлива. Hi. Часто бывает сырого, но она всегда справедлива. The pronoun changes to она, she, in this case, but it is understood to be the reality. Pronunciation. Realnosteri, hi, real nost, hi, real nost, chasto. Chasto. Colon, chasto, beyeru, beyete. Byvit. Colon, byviete, suero, bea. Surova. Colon, suaro, vareno. No. Colon, no, ona. Ona. Colon, ana, vs, yege, bea. Visegda. Colon, visegda, espera, vee, belivea. Spraveliver. Colon, sprave, beliva. English translation. Reality is often harsh, but it is always fair. The next word is photograph. The word, photograph, in Russian is photografia. Photographia. It is pronounced photographia. The stress is on the third syllable. Gra. Photographia. Is a feminine noun. It is often used in the plural form. Here is a sentence. Я люблю смотреть яркие фотографии моей сестры. Я люблю смотреть фотографии моей семьи. Я люблю смотреть фотографии моей семьи. I love to look at photographs of my family. Breakdown. Я, this is the pronoun. Люблю. Люблю, love, this is the verb in the present tense, it is conjugated. Смотреть. Смотрит, to look, to watch, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Фотографии. Фотографии, photographs, this is the plural form of the noun. Фотографии. Моей. Мой, my, this is the possessive adjective. It is the feminine form of мой. Мой. Семьи. Семьи, family, this is the genitive case of the noun. Семья. Семья. The genitive case in Russian often describes possession. Important concepts. In Russian, the ending of a noun changes depending on its grammatical function in the sentence. The genitive case in Russian often denotes possession, and is used after prepositions like у, you, meaning, at, or, by, and от, от, meaning, from, or, of. Key vocabulary. Photography. Photographii, photographs. Люблю. Люблю, I love. Смотреть. Смотрит. To look. Семья. Семья, family. Мой. Мой, my. The next word is artist. The word, artist, in Russian is художник. Pronounced, художник. It's a masculine noun, so if you're talking about a female artist, you would use the feminine form. Художница. Pronounced, художница. Here is a sentence. Этот художник рисует красивые картины. Этот художник рисует красивые картины. This sentence means, this artist paints beautiful pictures. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine singular. Художник. Художник, artist. Рисует. Рисует, paints, present tense, third person singular. Красивые. Crossy vi, beautiful, plural, feminine. Cartinu. Cartiny, pictures. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have grammatical gender. Artist is masculine. Cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here. Художник. Художник is in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Plural. The word for pictures. Картину. Картины is in the plural, so the adjective. Красивые. Красивые also changes to agree in number and gender. Pronunciation guide. Ха. Kh is a voiceless velar fricative, like the ch in Bach. Zh. Zh is a voiced postalveolar fricative, like the s in pleasure. Shr. Sh is a voiceless postalveolar affricate, like the sh in ship, but with a slight ch sound at the end. Tse. Ts is a voiceless postalveolar affricate, like the ts in cats. Here. Ch is a voiceless palatal affricate, like the ch in chair. Sha. Sh is a voiceless postalveolar fricative, like the sh in ship. English translation. Artist, художник. The next word is conflict. The conflict between the two countries has been going on for decades. Конфликт между двумя странами продолжается уже десятилетия. Breakdown. Конфликт. Конфликт, conflict. Между. Между, between. Двумя. Двумя, two. Странами. Странами, countries. Продолжается. Продолжается, continues. Уже. Уже, already. Десятилетия. Десятилетия, decades. Key concepts. The word. Conflict. Is masculine, and can be used for both internal and external conflict. The preposition между is used to indicate between two or more things. The word страна is feminine and means country. The present tense of the verb продолжаться is used to describe an ongoing action. The adverb уже is used to indicate that something has already happened. The word десятилетия is a plural noun meaning decades. Variations of the word conflict. Конфликтующий. Конфликтующий, conflicting. Conflict of what? Конфликт of what, to conflict. The next word is entire. The word entire in English means whole or complete. In Russian, it is translated as yes. Pronounced ves. Here's an example sentence. Yes, город был украшен к празднику. Yes. Ves, entire, whole. Город. Город, city. Был. Был, was, past tense of, to be. Украшен. Украшен, decorated, past participle of, to decorate. Ка. К, to, towards. Празднику. Празднику, holiday. This sentence translates to, the entire city was decorated for the holiday. The word, yes, can also be used with other nouns to indicate completeness. For example, yes, bien. Yes, then, the whole day. Yes, mir. Yes, mir, the whole world. Yes, put. Yes, put, the entire journey. Keep in mind that the ending of yes will change depending on the grammatical case of the noun it modifies. English, entire Russian. Yes. Ves. The next word is presence. The Russian sentence is Его присутствие на вечеринке было заметно. Breakdown. Его. This is the genitive case of the pronoun. On. He, meaning, his. Pronunciation. Его. Присутствие. This is the noun, presence. Pronunciation. Присутствие. На. This is the preposition, on, at, or, in. Pronunciation. На. Вечеринки. This is the noun, party. Pronunciation. Вечеринки. Было. This is the past tense of the verb, to be, in the neuter singular form. Pronunciation. Было. Заметно. This is an adverb meaning, noticeable. Pronunciation. Заметно. Meaning. His presence at the party was noticeable. Variations. The word. Присутствие. Can also be used as a verb meaning, to be present. The sentence could be reworded to use the word. Присутствовать. To be present, instead. Он присутствовал на вечеринке. He was present at the party. Key concepts. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession, or a relationship between two nouns. In this case, его shows that the presence belongs to him. Past tense. The past tense in Russian is formed by adding endings to the verb stem. In this case, the verb быть, to be, is conjugated to было. Adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. In this case, заметно modifies the verb было. English and Russian translations. Presence. Присутствие. Присутствие, his. Его. Ego. The next word is crowd. Hush, hush. На площади собралась большая толпа людей. Breakdown. На площади. На площади, this phrase means, in the square. Площадь. Площадь, is a noun, and means, square, or, plaza. The preposition. На. На indicates location, and is used with nouns that refer to surfaces. You can pronounce площадь. Площадь, as площадь. Собралась. Собралась, this is the past tense, feminine form of the verb. Собраться. Собраться, which means, to gather, or, to assemble. The ending. Лас. Лас denotes the feminine gender, and past tense. Большая. Большая, this means, big, or, large. It's an adjective, and in this case is used to describe the noun. Толпа. 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 Толпа, this noun means, crowd, or, mob. Людей. Люди, this is the genitive plural of the noun. Человек. Человек, which means, person. The genitive case is used to express possession, or to show the object of a verb. Translation. A large crowd of people gathered in the square. Key concepts. Prepositions. На. На, on, in, at, for surfaces, gender, and number. The verb. Собралась. Sabralas is in the feminine singular form to agree with the noun. Tapa. Tolpa. Genitive case. Lugier. Ludi is in the genitive plural to show the object of the verb gathered. Pronunciation. Ploshat. Ploshchad. Ploshchat. Sabralas. Sabralas. Sobralas. Bashaya. Bolshaya. Bolshaya. Tapa. Tolpa. Tolpa. Lugie. Ludi. Liube. Variations. You could replace Tapa. Tolpa with Mnogestvo. Mnogestvo, to make the sentence more formal, meaning a lot of. Mnogestvo. Mnogestvo is a noun that means a lot or a multitude. You could use different adjectives to describe the crowd, such as Shumnaya. Shumnaya, noisy, or Radostnaya. Radostnaya, joyful. You could change the preposition N, Na, to V. If you are talking about being inside a building, or a place that is not a surface. The next word is corner. The word Ugol. Ugol means corner in Russian. It can be used to refer to the corner of a room, a building, a street, or even a piece of paper. Here's an example sentence. Я сижу в углу комнаты. Я сижу в углу комнаты. This sentence means, I am sitting in the corner of the room. Я. Я. I, pronoun, nominative case. Сижу. Сижу. I am sitting, verb, present tense. В. In, preposition. Углу. Углу. Corner, noun, prepositional case. Комнаты. Комнаты. Room, noun, genitive case. Key concepts. Prepositional case. In Russian, nouns change their ending depending on their function in a sentence. The prepositional case is used when a noun is the object of a preposition. In this case, the word Ugol. Ugol changes to Uglu. Uglu. Because it's the object of the preposition. V. In. Genitive case. The word. Комната. Комната. Room changes to. Комната. Комната. Because it's in the genitive case, which is used to indicate possession or a part of something. Pronunciation. Ugol. Ugol. Ugol, like pool, but with an U sound. Ya. Ya. Ya, like ya in yacht. Siju. Siju. Siju, similar to C, but with a ZH sound like the S in measure. V. V. Like the V in very. Комната. 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 The sounds like the in father. Variations. Ugol. Ugol. Can be used as a noun in its singular form. Ugolki. Ugolki. Corner, plural. Uglavoi. Uglavoi. Corner, adjective. English translation, corner. Ugol. Ugol. The next word is feel. I can certainly help you with that. Let's explore the Russian word for feel. Чувствовать. Pronounced чувствовать. This is a verb meaning to feel, in the sense of experiencing a sensation or emotion. It is conjugated like most Russian verbs, so it can be used in various tenses and forms depending on the context. Here is an example sentence. Я чувствую себя хорошо. Я чувствую себя хорошо. Breakdown. Я чувствую, feel, present tense, first person singular. Себя, себя, myself. Хорошо. Хорошо, well, translation. I feel well. Note, the word feel can also be translated into Russian using other verbs, depending on the specific nuance. Ощущать. Ощущать, to sense, to perceive, more physical sensation. Испытывать. Испытывать, to experience, emotion, feeling. Pronunciation tips. Focus on the sounds of ch as in chair, v as in vest, and sh as in shoe. Yeru. Is pronounced like the e in c, but with your tongue flattened against the roof of your mouth. English. Feel, to feel Russian. Чувствовать. Чувствовать. The next word is gas. Hush hush. Gas. Горит. В. Печи. Breakdown. Газ. Газ. This is the noun, газ, in Russian. The G sound is similar to the G in gate, while the A sound is similar to the A in father. The stress is on the first syllable. Горит. Горит. This is the present tense verb, burns. The G sound is similar to the G in gate, while the O sound is similar to the O in go. The stress is on the first syllable. Where. V. This is the preposition, in. The V sound is similar to the V in victory. Печи. Печи. This is the noun, oven, in the genitive case, which is used after prepositions like where, in. The P sound is similar to the P in pen, while the E sound is similar to the E in bed. The stress is on the second syllable. Meaning, gas burns in the oven. Key concepts. Gender. Gas. Is masculine, which is why the preposition where is followed by the genitive case of pitch. Verb conjugation. The verb gerite is in the third person singular present tense, meaning it burns. Variations. This sentence can be used with other types of fuel as well. For example, you could say drva, drova, firewood, or ugol, ugol, coal. You can also use this sentence to talk about things that are not literally burning, but are metaphorically burning, like passions or desire. Remember, the G sound in Russian is often pronounced with a slight H sound after it, as in the word gate. Translation. Gas. 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 Burns. Горит. Горит. In where. We. Oven. Pitch. Patch. The next word is shift. The word shift has many meanings in English. Here are a few examples of how it can be used in Russian. Sentence. Рабочий сменил смену. Rabbit in its menu's menu, breakdown. Rabochi. Rabbit in it, worker, the subject of the sentence, masculine, singular, nominative case, pronunciation. Rabochi, stress on the second syllable. Smenil. Smenil, changed, past tense, masculine, singular, verb conjugated to match the subject. Pronunciation. Sminil, stress on the second syllable. Smenu. Smenu, shift, accusative case of feminine noun. Smina. Smina, direct object of the verb. Pronunciation. Sminu, stress on the first syllable. Translation. The worker changed shifts. Key concepts. The Russian verb. Sminit. Smenit. Pronunciation. Sminit, stress on the second syllable, means to change, and can be used in many contexts. It is often used to talk about shifts in work, but also to indicate a change of clothing, a change in plans, or a change in opinion. The noun. Smina. Smina. Pronunciation. Smina, stress on the first syllable, is used to describe a shift in work, as well as a change in something like a guard shift, or a team shift. Variations. Smina. Smina is a feminine noun, so its accusative case form is Sminu. Smenu, when it is the direct object of the verb. The verb. Sminit. Smenit is conjugated according to the subject. For example, if the subject was a female worker, the verb would be Sminila. Smenila. Pronunciation. Sminila. Stress on the second syllable. English / Russian word / pronunciation. Shift. Smina. Smina. Pronunciation. Smina. Stress on the first syllable. Change. Sminit. Smenit. Pronunciation. Sminit. Stress on the second syllable. The next word is net. The word net can be translated into Russian as net. Pronounced night. This is a very common word used to express negation or refusal, similar to no in English. Here is a simple sentence using net. У меня нет времени. У. Pronounced у is a preposition meaning at or with, but here it indicates possession, similar to I have. Меня. Pronounced меня is the personal pronoun me in the genitive case. Нет. Pronounced нет means no. Времени. Pronounced времени is the genitive case of the word время. Pronounced время, which means time. Translation: I do not have time. Key concept: the genitive case is used to express possession in Russian. So, I do not have time is literally I have no time. Pronunciation tips: нет. The e in нет is pronounced like the e in bet, but slightly shorter. Времени. The e at the end of времени is pronounced like the e in bet. Variations. Нет can also be used in other contexts, such as in response to a question, for example. Есть у вас время? Do you have time? Нет. No. English. Нет. 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 Russian. Нет. 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 The next word is category. The word category in Russian is категория. Pronounced категория. It's a feminine noun, so you'll need to use the feminine singular form of the adjective if you want to describe it. Here is an example. Эта книга относится к категории научной фантастики. Это this книга. Книга, book. Относится. Относится, refers to, belongs to. К. То. Категории. Категория, category. Научной. Научной, scientific. Фантастики. Фантастики, science fiction. Translation. This book belongs to the category of science fiction. Key concepts. Feminine nouns. In Russian, nouns have genders. Category is a feminine noun, so adjectives and pronouns modifying it must agree in gender. Prepositions. The preposition ka, k, is used with category to indicate belonging or association. Word order. The sentence follows a typical SVO, subject-verb-object, structure. Variations. Категорически. Категорически, categorical, adjective. Категорически. Категорически, categorically, adverb. Pronunciation tips. Ге, G is pronounced like the G in go. Я. Ya at the end of a word is pronounced like the ya in yard. I at the end of a word is pronounced like the e in c. English. Category / Russian. Категория. Категория. The next word is secretary. The secretary is responsible for answering the phone and making appointments. Секретарь отвечает на телефонные звонки и записывает на прием. Breakdown. Секретарь. Секретар, secretary. Отвечает. Отвечает, verb, third person singular present tense of отвечатери, отвечат, to answer. На, preposition, on. Телефонные. Телефонной, adjective, plural, possessive, belonging to the phone, phone. Звонки. Звонки, noun, plural, phone calls. I, conjunction, and. Записывает. Записывает, verb, third person singular present tense of записывать. Записывать. To write down, to make a note of. На. На, preposition, on. Прием. Прием, noun, appointment, reception. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have grammatical gender. Секретарь. Секретар, is masculine. This influences the endings of adjectives and verbs. Case. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. In this sentence, секретарь. Секретар is in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Звонки. Звонки are in the accusative case, the object of the verb отвечатери, отвечат, and прием. Прием is in the accusative case. The object of the verb записывать, записывать. Variations. Секретарша. Секретарша, female secretary. Секретарский. Секретарский, adjective, secretaries, masculine. Секретарская. Секретарская, adjective, secretaries, feminine. Pronunciation. Секретарь. Секретар, stress on the second syllable. Отвечает. Отвечает, stress on the second syllable. Телефонные. Телефонной, stress on the second syllable. Звонки. Звонки, stress on the first syllable. Записывает. Zapisivayet, stress on the third syllable. Priyam. Priyam, stress on the first syllable. English translation. The secretary answers phone calls and makes appointments.